これからリスニングテストを始めます。それではリスニングテストのページを開いてください。このテストには2つのパートがあります。パート1ではカンバセーション、パート2ではモノログが流れてきます。では、パート1の説明をいたします。パート1には、問い35から問い58までの問題があります。それぞれの会話に対して、1つまたは2つの質問が流れます。会話と質問を聞き、正しいと思われるものの記号をマークしてください。会話を聞きながら、メモを取っても構いません。すべて一度しか流れませんので、注意して聞いてください。それでは始めます。
Listening Comprehension Part 1 Conversations Conversation 35
Hi, Sally. I didn't expect to see you here.
Oh, Paul! I'm here for a checkup.What are you doing here?
I'm waiting for my mom. She has a bad cold, so I drove her.
Oh, you're such a good son.
Question 35. Where are the man and the woman? Conversation 36.
Have you decided on the topic for your sociology report?
Professor Schmidt said the content must be related to diversity, and I was thinking of LGBTQ issues as my topic.
Helen and Jim were talking about the same topic for their reports.
Oh, I can see why. Many people talk about LGBTQ issues these days. What's your topic, Jane?
I haven't decided.But I want to write about something different.
Question 36. Which one of the statements is correct about the woman? Conversation 37.
Your lunch looks delicious. Did your mom make that for you?
No, it was my father. He wakes up early every morning to make breakfast and lunch.
You're lucky. He could open his own restaurant.
I think so too. But he only wants to cook for the family.
Question 37. Which one of the statements is correct?Conversation 38.
Hi, Shinji. You've had a haircut. It suits you.
You think so? Since it's getting hot these days, I wanted to have it very short.
As for me, I'd rather not get a haircut during the summer.
Why? Isn't it too hot?
I like to tie up my hair when it's hot. It's much cooler than having short hair.
Question 38. Which one of the statements is correct about the woman?Conversation 39.
Hi, Jenny. How was your weekend?
It was wonderful, but I didn't get a chance to study for the test tomorrow.
Why not? Tomorrow's exam is very important. It's 50% of our final grade.
Yeah, I know, but I was too busy working all Sunday night at my part-time job. I was so tired that I could barely stay awake in my classes this morning.
Question 39. When is Jenny's exam? Conversation 40.
What did you say you want to study in college?
I really want to study animation. Do you know any schools where I could major in animation?
Yeah, I heard about one university in Tokyo that has an animation department. It also has other departments that specialize in photography, design, gaming, and manga.
That sounds very interesting. What's the name of the university?
Question 40. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 41.
This cake that you made is so delicious. Can you tell me the recipe?
It's really easy. You need milk, eggs, and vanilla.
That does seem simple. But does it take a long time to make it? I want to make it after dinner, but I have to finish some important Spanish homework for tomorrow.
Well, it takes a half hour to bake it in the oven, and then 10 minutes to put on your favorite fruit topping.
Question 41. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 42.
Did you know that we have an exchange student from Lithuania?
Lithuania? Where is that country?
It's close to Poland.
Is that the place where a Japanese diplomat issued visas for the Jewish people during the war? What was his name?
It's Chione Sugihara.
Question 42. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 43.
Does your high school have strict rules about wearing school uniforms?
Yes, of course. We're allowed to wear only white socks with our uniforms and no accessories. Also, we must not change the length of our skirts. How about your school?
Well, we do have a school uniform, but we can choose whether to wear it or not.
Then why do you have a uniform in the first place?
We're required to wear it on special occasions, such as our entrance or graduation ceremony.
Question 43. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 44.
I'm having trouble with our history homework.
I'm doing it right now. Question 5 is hard, isn't it?
Yes, I think so too. Who do you think was the most important person 300 years ago?
I'm still thinking about it. Maybe a queen, an inventor, or a religious leader.
Question 44. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 45.
Hi, Jim. Did you return the library book for me? You promised to do that after we finished our English homework.
Sorry, I haven't yet. I was so busy at my part-time job.
Well, you need to return it by the end of the day, or I'll have to pay a library fine.
I won't forget. I promise I'll do it after I have lunch with my friends today.
Question 45. Why didn't the man return the library book? Conversation 46.
I had to stay up until 3 a.m. to finish the report. Have you turned it in?
I couldn't finish it last night, so I just went to the professor's office to ask him to extend the deadline.
You did? What did he say?
He said I could turn it in later, but that I would get a lower grade.
Question 46. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 47.
Shall we have lunch at the school cafeteria?
Sure. What do you feel like eating there?
I've heard they recently added a new fried chicken set with French fries. It's under 500 yen and the serving is large.
That doesn't sound like a well-balanced meal to me. Aren't there any healthier options?
Question 47. What is the man worried about? Conversation 48.
Do you know where the nearest convenience store is, Mike?
Well, there used to be one next to the post office, but I'm not sure if it's still there.
Let's just go and check.
Sure. Let me bring my wallet then.
Question 48. Which one of the statements is correct about the man? Conversation 49.
Do you mind checking my essay for me? It is due tomorrow at 12 o'clock, and I would like your opinion before I submit it.
Sure, but I can't right now. I'm going to attend a meeting at 3 o'clock and won't be back for a while.
Oh, I understand. Could you maybe take a look at it when you come back later tonight? I will be free at 6 o'clock when school finishes.
No problem, but my meeting finishes a little bit after that time. But I think I can spare some time when I come back.
Question 49. What time will the woman probably check the man's essay? Conversation 50.
Are you okay? You look tired.
I couldn't sleep last night. My tooth hurts a lot.
You should go to the dentist now. I'll tell our teacher.
Thanks, and I'll call you about the class later.
Question 50. Which one of the statements is correct about the speakers? Long conversations. Long conversation 1.
Wow, the cherry blossoms are so beautiful.
Yeah, they're fantastic. I just love strolling through parks in Tokyo and taking selfies with the cherry blossoms in the background. My friends often join me, and we have a great time.
Cherry blossoms remind me of Washington, D.C.
Washington, D.C.? Why? I've never been there before.
Every March, there is a National Cherry Blossom Festival. It lasts about 1 month, and it is very popular, according to a website.
I didn't know that. Sounds wonderful. I never imagined that there were cherry blossom trees in D.C.
There sure are. Did you know that in 1912, the city of Tokyo arranged for 3,000 trees to be shipped to Washington, D.C. as a special donation?
What a special gift!
Question 51. What are the speakers talking about? Question 52. Which one of the statements is correct? Long conversation 2.
Jennifer, can I talk to you for a minute?
Sure, Jim. Is something wrong?
I'm worried about our daughter. Do you know what time she goes to sleep?
She usually goes to bed around 10 p.m. Why?
When I came home last night, the light in her bedroom was still on.
What time was that?
After midnight. I think she was still doing homework.
I'll talk to her tomorrow. She needs to stay healthy.
Question 53. What are the speakers talking about? Question 54. What is the man worried about? Long conversation 3.
I'm bored. Let's go see a movie.
Well, there's a great action movie with Bradley Cooper at the theater in the mall.
Ah, I've heard about that movie. He plays an American spy in Russia. I'm not a big fan of Bradley Cooper, but I haven't seen a good action movie in a while. When's the next show?
There's an afternoon show at 3:15 and an evening show at 6:45.
I think we've already missed the afternoon show. It's 3:25 right now.
Oh, you're right. Well, maybe we can catch the evening show. But we have to make sure that we get to the mall at least half an hour before it starts.
Okay, got it. But do we really have to get there that early?
Well, it's a pretty popular movie. The theater might be packed. We'd better get going now. It's a long train ride.
Question 55. Which one of the statements is correct about the speakers? Question 56. What time will the movie that the speakers want to watch start? Long Conversation 4.
That was a delicious meal. Would you like me to do the dishes?
No, thank you. But would you please clear the table?
Sure, I'd be happy to. Where do you want me to put these plates?
Just hand them to me.
And these glasses?
Put those on the counter. The coffee is almost ready.
That sounds wonderful.
And we can both have some cake, too.
Question 57. Where are the speakers? Question 58. What will the woman probably do next?
それでは。リスニングテストのパート2を始めます。パート2では3つのモノログが流れます。パート2には問い59から問い64までの問題があります。それぞれのモノログに対して2つの質問が流れます。メモを取りながら聞いて正しいと思われるものの記号をマークしてください。すべて一度しか流れませんので、注意して聞いてください。それでは始めます。
Part 2 Monologues Monologue 1
Singapore's Changi International Airport opened the world's first butterfly garden in an airport in 2008. The two-storied open-air and non-smoking garden is fully enclosed by a curved roof in stainless steel mesh and glass panels. The garden has an environment where butterflies can fly as actively as possible. The wooden walkway allows visitors to experience the garden, while a waterfall helps keep the garden cool. In the educational corner, visitors can see the breeding and feeding of butterflies at close range. One of the main attractions of the garden is the corner that shows the common rose butterfly. This black butterfly, with red dots and white streaks on its wings, was chosen as Singapore's national butterfly by the Nature Society of Singapore in 2015. If you're on transit in Changi International Airport for a few hours and looking for a place to kill time, a visit to the butterfly garden in Terminal 3 would be perfect.
Question 59. What does the common rose butterfly look like? Question 60. According to the monologue, which one of the statements is correct about the butterfly garden? Monologue 2.
You probably have tasted a sweet and delicious Hershey's milk chocolate bar sometime in your lifetime. This world-famous company was founded by a man named Milton Hershey, who was born in 1857 in a small town in Pennsylvania, USA. Milton was a very bright child, but his father often changed jobs, so his family often moved to different cities. Thus, Milton changed schools many times in his life. As an adult, Milton Hershey had many failed businesses. However, after many business mistakes, he found success in creating his famous milk chocolate bar. He was able to make many of these candy bars at a low cost, so many customers could afford to buy them at a reasonable price. Milton was well-loved in his community because of his honesty, hard work, and service. Today, the city of Hershey is named after him, and millions of tourists come to the Hershey Chocolate Factory every year.
Question 61. According to the monologue, why did Milton Hershey change schools many times in his life? Question 62. Which one of the statements is correct about Milton Hershey? Monologue 3.
Scientists have found a huge group of penguins on islands near Antarctica. They did not expect to find the penguins there. They used computers and drones to find them. Adélie penguins are a common penguin in Antarctica, but in recent years, there have been fewer and fewer of them. Scientists are worried because the numbers of Adélie penguins were going down. But now they have found over 750,000 pairs of the penguins living on some faraway islands. A group of penguins living together is called a colony. But this colony is so big that the scientists call it a super colony. This news about Adélie penguins is important. Scientists may be able to learn why these penguins are doing well. Also, some people are hoping to make protected areas in the seas around Antarctica. Now that they know about the super colony of penguins, they may decide to protect the area where those penguins were found.
Question 63. What is this monologue mainly about? Question 64. Which one of the statements is correct according to the monologue?
これでリスニングテストを終わります。筆記用具を置いて試験官の指示に従ってください。